The earthy, sweet flavors of roasted parsnips, squash, apples, and shallots contrast with savory sausage in our roasted parsnip, squash and sausage hash. This dish is delicious with eggs served any style and buttered toast. Roasted parsnip, squash and sausage hash 8 cups cubed peeled parsnips 4 cups cubed peeled butternut squash 1.5 pounds, 0.75 kilograms, turkey or chicken sausages, sliced, 1/2 inch, 2 Granny Smith apples, peeled, cored and chopped 1 cup diced shallots 1 tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary or 1 teaspoon dried rosemary, crumbled 4 tablespoons canola oil 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar 1 quarter of a teaspoon cayenne pepper 1/2 a teaspoon salt 1 quarter of a teaspoon freshly ground pepper 2 cups brie cheese, cubed, preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Combine parsnips, squash, sausages, apples, shallot and rosemary in a large bowl. Whisk oil, Dijon mustard, vinegar, cayenne pepper, salt and pepper together in a small bowl. Pour over vegetables. Toss to coat. Spread vegetables evenly between two parchment paper-lined baking sheet. Roast until vegetables are cooked through and slightly browned, about 1 hour. Toss vegetables halfway through cooking. Remove from oven. Transfer to a serving dish. Top with cheese. Serve immediately. Yield. Makes about 14 cups. Our frittata with bacon, Brussels sprouts, and squash may sometimes be dubbed a crustless quiche. This recipe can be served with hash browns or toast for breakfast, or a side salad for lunch or dinner. Frittata with bacon, Brussels sprouts and squash 2 cups diced thick bacon 1.5 cups diced yellow onions 4 cups cubed peeled butternut squash 1 1/3 cups diced parsnips 3 cups Brussels sprouts leaves 3 cloves garlic, finely chopped 12 large eggs 1 cup 10% cream 1 cup shredded applewood smoked cheddar, divided 1 teaspoon chili powder 1/2 a teaspoon freshly ground pepper 1/2 a teaspoon salt 1 quarter of a teaspoon dried thyme, crumbled, preheat oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat a 12-inch cast iron fry pan over medium heat. Sauté bacon until crispy, about 10 minutes. Drain off all but 1 tablespoon of bacon fat from pan. Sauté onions in fry pan for 1 minute. Add squash and parsnips. Cook for 5 minutes, stirring frequently. Add Brussels sprouts leaves and garlic. Sauté for 30 seconds. Reduce heat to low. Cover and cook for 4 minutes. Whisk together eggs and cream in a medium bowl. Stir in 3/4 cup cheese, chili powder, pepper, salt and thyme. Pour egg mixture into fry pan. Top with remaining cheese. Bake on middle rack until eggs are set, about 18 to 20 minutes. Let stand 5 minutes before serving. Yield. Serves 12. Waffles with all the fixings can be an extra special meal. Serve with fruit, whipped cream, syrup, and or chocolate chips for a sweet treat, or fried chicken, bacon, and sausage for a savory meal. Our simple pancake and waffle mix makes it easy to enjoy these breakfast classics. Waffles 1.5 cups, 375 milliliters, pancake and waffle mix, recipe below, 1 cup, 250 milliliters, water 2 tablespoons, 25 milliliters, butter, melted or oil 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, vanilla 1 egg, separated maple or pancake syrup place mix in a bowl. Using a spoon, make a well in center of mix. Whisk together water, melted butter, vanilla and egg yolk until blended. Pour water mixture into well and stir just until combined. Do not overmix. Using medium speed of an electric mixer, beat egg white until stiff peaks form. Gently fold beaten egg white into batter. Cook in a preheated greased waffle iron according to manufacturer's instructions. Serve with syrup. Serve 6 to 8. Pancake and waffle mix 6 cups, 1.5 L, flour 3 cups, 750 milliliters, skim milk powder 1/3 cup, 75 milliliters, sugar 1/4 cup, 50 milliliters, baking powder 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, salt. Combine all ingredients. Store in an airtight container in a cool dry place for up to 1 month. Makes about 8 cups, 2 L.